utilize and see over 20 million visitors annually. As more Singaporeans embrace active lifestyles, there's also a rise in demand for public facilities during peak hours, particularly for popular sports like badminton and pickleball. Therefore, I'm happy to announce that we will build 50 multipurpose courts for badminton and pickleball over the next 5 years. This includes the recently opened 8 dual-use pickleball courts at the Kallang, and we'll also soon complete another 8 pickleball courts at the Little India bus terminal. As we build these new courts, we are mindful of managing noise levels at residential estates. I commend Ms. Gozicki's efforts in arbitrating citizen considerations and pushing for foam balls to be quieter in her ward. Well, this is We First in action. SportSG will work with community stakeholders on solutions. And where it meets space and height requirements, we'll also activate underutilized spaces, such as spaces under viaducts in our neighbourhoods, so that these facilities are conveniently located closer to Singaporeans, but far away enough to manage noise levels. And to Associate Professor James Lim, the issue with MND is not about revenue loss, but it's about whether residents are well served, especially noise, as many multi-storey car parks are located very close to flats.